Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude the second parak and begin the third parak of Maseches Megillah. So we are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah talks about the time that mitzvos, that nighttime mitzvos are done. Kol ha'layla kasher l'ktziras ha'omer. The entire night is kasher to do the mitzvah of ktziras ha'omer. The omer, of course, was a carbon that was brought on the second day of Pesach, but they would have to harvest the barley for the carbon omer the night before the second day of Pesach. Lehekter chalav mevarim, and you could also burn the fats and the limbs of the carbon tamid on the Mizbeach all night long, and that could be done any time of the night up until dawn, right? So the Pasuk tells us in the Torah about the carbon tamid that he ha'ola al mokta al ha'mizbeach kol ha'layla ad ha'boker, that it's burnt on the flame on the Mizbeach all night until the morning. So even though it's ideal to burn it during the day, the Mishnah tells us if you didn't burn it during the day, then you could burn it all night. Zeh ha'klal, the rule is Dovr Shem Mitzvah. Any mitzvah that's supposed to be done during the daytime could be done all day. Davar shem mitzvos b'layla, kash kol layla. Something that's supposed to be done at night could be done all night, at any point during the night. Now we move on to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. So we already learned the halachos of reading the Megillah. So the Mishnah is going to talk about the halachos of Kriyas HaTorah. Since Kriyas HaTorah has to be done normally in a Beis HaKnesses, it's certainly done with a minyan. So we're going to talk about the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses as well. So the Mishnah is going to talk about one of the elements of Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is the limitations on selling a Beis HaKnesses. So in general, we have a rule that Mailin B'Kodesh Ve'in Moridin, that whenever you sell one item of Kedusha, you're only allowed to do so in order to elevate to a higher level of Kedusha. B'nei Yer Shemachru Rechov V'Shal Yer, if people of a city sell the town square, which has a little bit of Kedusha, because sometimes they would hold public tfilos in the town square, Lokhin B'dam of Beis HaKnesses, they could use that money to buy a Beis HaKnesses, which is used all the time for tefillah, and therefore has a higher level of Kedusha. Beis HaKnesses, if they sell the Beis HaKnesses, Lokhin Teva, they're allowed to buy an Aron Kodesh, which has a higher level of Kedusha. Teva, if they sell an Aron Kodesh, Lokhin Mitpadchos, they could buy the mantle that they wrap a Sefer Torah with, which has an even higher level of Kedusha. Mitpachos, if they sell the mantle of a Sefer Torah, Lokhin Svarim, then they could buy actual Nevi'im Uksuvim, actual books of Kedusha. Svarim, if they sell Svarim of Nach, Lokhin Torah, they're allowed to buy a Sefer Torah with that. So now that we know that the money that you receive from selling something that has Kedusha can be used for things that have a higher level of Kedusha, the Mishnah tells us what you're not allowed to use the money for when you sell items of Kedusha. Aval, imachru Torah, lo yichu svarim. If you sell the Torah, you're not allowed to buy books of Nach. Svarim, lo yichu mitbechos. If they sell books of Nach, they're not allowed to use it to buy the mantle of the Sefer Torah. Mitbechos, if they sell the mantle of the Sefer Torah, lo yichu teva, they cannot buy an aron. Teva lo yichu Beis HaKnesses. If they sell an aron, they're not allowed to buy a Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses lo yichu Eser Rechov. They're not allowed to sell the Beis HaKnesses in order to use the money to buy a town square. V'chein b'mosrehen. And the same is true if they have leftover money. Meaning if they buy something of equal or higher holiness, and then they have leftover money, they're also not allowed to use even the leftover money to buy something that has lesser Kedusha. So if the Zayin Tuvei Ya'ir decide to get together and they sell Sifrei Nach, and they actually bought a Sefer Torah with it, and they have money left over, they're not allowed to use the money that's left over to buy something that has less Kedusha. Now we have a machlokas about selling a shul. Ein mochrunes shel rabim liyachid. You're not allowed to sell a public shul to an individual who's just going to use it to daven there himself. Because that is lowering its level of Kedusha, because you're only allowed to say Dvar Mishab Kedusha with a minion, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So to review what we learned today one more line. Amrlo, so the Chum said, Im Kain Af Lo Me'ir Gedol Li'ir Katana. The Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, if that's true, then you shouldn't even be able to sell a shul that was in a large town to a small town. Meaning if you're not allowed to sell to a Yachid because it's a reduction of its Kedusha. So selling a shul from a big community to a small community should also be asr, because that also is a reduction of the Kedusha. Probably working with the assumption over here that Barav Am Hadras Melech, and since there's a greater kavod to the Ribono Shel Olam in a Rav Am, in a larger community, so it's considered a downgrading of its Kedusha to sell to a lesser to a smaller community. So let's review. Perek Beis Mishnah Vav said that you could spend all any time during the night you could do Ketzir Sa'omer or Hektach Levarim of the Karman Tamid. And the rule basically is whenever you have a nighttime mitzvah, you could do it all night. Whenever you have a daytime mitzvah, you could do it all day. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph taught us that whenever you sell an item of Kedusha, you're allowed to use the proceeds to buy a higher level of Kedusha. And the order of lowest to highest is Ruchova Shalir, Beis HaKnesses, Teva, Mitpachos, Svarim, and Torah. But you're not allowed to use the proceeds of selling a higher level of Kedusha to buy a lower level of Kedusha, even with just the leftovers. Then we said that Machlokas Tanaim, at the end of the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda said, you're not even allowed to sell the Beis HaKnesses of a Rabbim in order for it to be used by a Yachid. And the Chama said, well, if that were the case, then you wouldn't even be allowed to sell the Beis HaKnesses of a large community to be used by a smaller community. Okay, Bezrim, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis.